This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. The government today announced the setting up of the 8th pay commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi today. He was briefing the media about the cabinet's decision. The minister said that the term of the 7th pay commission is going to end in 2026 and the setting up of the 8th pay commission now will give enough time to receive recommendations of the pay panel. He said the appointment of the chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon.
केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों के लिए 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन को मंजूरी दे दी है। 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन 1947 से अब तक 7 पे कमीशन्स हुए और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है उसके हिसाब से 2016 में लास्ट पे कमीशन 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8th पे कमीशन करने से सफिशियंट टाइम मिलेगा सो दैट द रिकमेंडेशंस कैन बी रिसीव्ड वेल बिफोर द कंप्लीशन ऑफ द पीरियड ऑफ 7th पे कमीशन.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल शेयर हिज थॉट्स विद द पीपल ऑफ द कंट्री एंड अब्रॉड इन द मन की बात प्रोग्राम ऑन आकाशवाणी ऑन 19 जनवरी. इट विल बी द 118th एपिसोड ऑफ द मंथली रेडियो प्रोग्राम. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 17th of this month. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and news on air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Indian Space Research Organization today scripted history by successfully completing docking of two satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpaceX mission. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated scientists at ISRO and the entire space fraternity for the successful demonstration of space docking of satellites. Meanwhile, Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh highlighted that it is an entirely indigenous Bharatiya docking system. In a recent development today, the Cabinet approved the establishment of the third launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Center of ISRO at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh, at a cost of 3,985 crore rupees. The establishment of third launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Center of ISRO will enhance launch capacity and redundancy for Gaganyaan missions. Chief Electoral Officer Arunachal Pradesh presented the Best Electoral Practices State Award for Simultaneous Election 2024 to the district election officers and SPs at Nirvachan Bhavan, Itanagar today. The function was attended by Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta and Director General of Police Anand Mohan, followed by all the commissioners, secretaries, district election officers, state nodal officers and awardees. On the occasion, the CS gave away the Best Electoral Practices State Award to 12 district election officers cum DCs and 7 SPs. The Best Electoral Practices State Award comprised of certificate, memento and a cash prize of 50,000 rupees which would be utilized for SBEEP activities. The State Cabinet has approved the grant of SGST reimbursement concessions for the Tato 2 Hydroelectric Project 700 MW and the Kamala Hydroelectric Project 1720 MW. The decision was taken during the first meeting of the Arunachal Pradesh Cabinet for the year 2025, chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu today. The meeting marked a significant step towards strengthening infrastructure, governance and citizen service delivery across the state. During the meeting, the Cabinet decided to recommend the Government of India the proposal to set up a 100-seat medical college and a 420-bedded hospital at Namsai under the Aspirational District Program. This project is planned under the public-private partnership model and aims to bridge the gap in healthcare services and medical education in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.